Well, there is just no sign of when international holidaying will return, and that's a multi-billion dollar problem. The reality is that COVID-19 cases are still rising globally. So when it comes to travel, the answer is most likely the same one we've heard before: when there's a vaccine. And that is a very tough message for tourism businesses that rely on international travel. Felicity Ogilvie reports.
The grounding of overseas travel due to COVID-19 has seen business dry up at the Rose Bay Travel Agency in Sydney.
Basically, we've been sitting here since March just processing or chasing up refunds for clients.
Miriam Rosenman has been working as a travel agent for 30 years, so she knows the industry well.
International travel is the cornerstone of every travel agent's business.
How long can your business and others survive?
Look, I think that, first of all, they would have to extend JobKeeper by after September. If JobKeeper is not extended, I don't think that any travel agent's business is going to survive. And that goes from, you know, Flight Centre down, because it's just not, you can't pay people for doing nothing.
Making a return to globetrotting even more unlikely anytime soon is the surging rate of COVID-19 infections overseas. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows there are now almost 9.5 million cases of COVID across the world, and the virus has killed almost 500,000 people. Professor Rainer McIntyre from the University of New South Wales says Australia is one of the few places on Earth managing to suppress the virus. And she says the secret to that success has been stopping international travel.
If not for those travel bans, we would have been in a much worse situation. And the fact that we're an island also helps because we don't have land borders, and land borders can be quite porous. In the European Union, for example, it's been a particular problem because of the nature of the EU. You know, having a borderless EU means that is very bad for disease transmission.
What does that then mean in terms of international travel to Australia if closing the borders has been the best defence against the global pandemic that is on the rise? When are our borders, our international borders, likely to reopen to regular travellers?
I don't know the answer to that. To some extent, it may depend on when we have an effective vaccine. You know, in the way that we have yellow fever vaccination stamped in our passports, it may become a requirement to be vaccinated to travel in the future. But until then, and while the disease is just rising around the world, it's very hard to see how we could open the borders safely.
The Australian Tourism Industry Council says international visitors usually bring in $50 billion a year. The council's executive director, Simon Westaway, is desperate for borders, at least across Australia, to reopen.
It is the, you know, a multi-billion dollar question in terms of when the borders could reopen internationally. It says three things. It said, firstly, we have to have a pathway and a sustainable pathway towards opening up the remainder of our domestic borders. There is no vaccine on the horizon. So, it is foolhardy to have artificial, lines on a map.
But the outbreak in Victoria has already delayed Western Australia's plans to lift its border restrictions. The other state staying closed, Tasmania, will announce its intentions about reopening borders tomorrow.
Felicity Ogilvie with that report.